Yo, 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 yo. What's up, everybody?
We got something special for you this week.
Trash all that.
Rowdy in the pit.
Nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
Developing some type of weather.
You're almost like sexual asphyxia.
Rowdy in the pit.
Yoi! What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Rowdy and the Piff. My name is Rowdy the Goose, and with me today, as always, the Piff, the Goat, the one and only. What's going on with you?
Dude, the Commander in Keef. You can call me Geronimo Dabs or Ezekiel Ellitz. In my spare time, I'm a fox whisperer. And yes, I have a fox on my property, and I know it's against the law to domesticate them, but he was born here, and he had nobody but me. So long story short, he's my son now, and if you try and take him from me, I'll go down guns blazing, catch this fade. What's popping off? What's Gucci? Who's trending? What's the 411? It's early. Where am I at? You just woke me up. Who am I? Piff.
Wow, nice. Yeah, that fox is actually quite adorable. I've seen it. I've seen it on the old Snapchat every once in a while, and it's
He's actually on the Instagram.
Yeah, he's actually pretty freaking adorable. But today we're changing up a little bit today, talking about some stuff that's a little deeper, a little creepier, maybe a little more mysterious. But before we get into any of that, I wanted to touch on the fact that we are actual prophets, and the previous episode number 2, The End of Days, we mentioned weather weapons. We mentioned how Hollywood and the media always comes out with all this stuff to kind of get you mentally prepared for what's actually to come in the real world. And so we were talking about weather weapons, and I was like, oh yeah, maybe North Korea has some weather weapons, and they're sending these hurricanes our way, and guess what? Guess what? Without fail, Hollywood comes out with a movie called Geostorm, where basically they develop this technology, which already exists, where you can control the weather, but somehow, I don't even know the details because it looks like a trash movie, but anyways,
Geostorm.
It gets hacked into, or somebody gets control of it that shouldn't have control of it, and they're sending all types of fucking weather attacks everywhere, apparently, and I just wanted y'all to know that we're prophets. You can go back and look at episode 2, The End of Days, and we definitely talk about that. So it's not the first time we've predicted the future, and it probably won't be the last. Am I right? It
won't be the last time, and dude, movie's PG-13. It's trash. Nobody's going to watch it. If a movie's PG-13, it's not worth watching. Just, that's what it is. Fantasy thriller.
I need to see people, if it's weather weapons, I need to see people with tree limbs getting blown through their torsos for a freaking tornado and shit like that. People need to get blown apart, and that's not going to happen in a PG-13 movie. So that's actually quite trash. It's trash.
It's quite trash. Really good cast though. Gerard Butler, Ed Harris, Catherine Winnick. That's my girl from Vikings. Andy Garcia, just Robert Sheehan. I don't know who the fuck that is, but the cast is stacked, but it's PG-13. It's PG-13. So this movie's about weather weapons, and it's just the Department of Defense funding Hollywood and trying to get you comfortable with the fact that, you know, hey, we might send 80 tornadoes your way this week.
Yeah, and we already got like 37 hurricanes rolling through. We got a bunch of earthquakes, so you know, it's probably out there. It's actually probably happening at this point. So I just wanted to touch on that because we predict the future. So definitely listen to everything we say. And speaking of predicting the future, the Piff on the Blitz this past week, what did you say after this last Thursday's game? Are you 22-10 on your picks?
20-10. The game picks are going really well. The daily fantasy or weekly fantasy. The weekly fantasy maybe isn't. So, you know, you get 50-50. It's free. What the fuck do you want?
True. And it's like, it's impossible really to, not impossible, but it's really hard to figure out what a single player is going to do. But the picks on the games were really good. So make sure you guys are also checking out Piff on the Blitz.
Yeah.
But enough about your dumb shit.
Whoa.
Enough about your trash show. This is our show. Our show. And like I said, we're going to be talking about,
yeah, let me scratch that. Hold that. Back it up, man. Take that.
Wow, we're getting really fancy here.
Yeah, so we got sound effects now. I'll try to refrain from clicking now. Them too much. Yeah.
Yeah, we got sound effects now. We're also using a different program to see how the sound works, because in the last program sounded okay, but there were some points in time where It may have sounded a little distorted when we started talking to each other, but it is what it is. You know, we're 87,000 million miles away from each other, so...
And we're not plugging you. We're not plugging the program. Pay us.
Yeah.
We need to see that check. No, cut the check.
Yeah, cut the check. We're not plugging anything, especially if we don't even know how good it's actually going to sound. But enough about that. Well, I said we're going to be getting into some weird shit, and I kind of wanted to start by talking about some paranormal stuff that people claim to have seen, and maybe I might have seen or something like that. It's called shadow people, and usually associated with sleep paralysis. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, dude. In the shadow people, they're creepy as fuck. And yeah, that's a really interesting topic. Really creepy shit. People falling asleep, fucking waking up in the middle of the night, seeing like a shadow in the fucking doorway, just standing there, just staring. And yeah, dude, creepy.
It's a fact. And it's happened to me one time. I was just sleeping. I was on a bunk bed, top bunk, just a little kid. And I already thought my house was probably haunted, but that's besides the point. But anyway, so I woke up in a cold sweat. I couldn't move. And I was like, something drew me to look at the doorway. And I was like, looked over there. And there was a figure standing in the doorway. It was three-dimensional. It had depth. It wasn't just a shadow. And I was like, and I tried to scream and I couldn't. I was like, and I couldn't move. And then it all faded away. And I was like, what's going on? And then I was just terrified and went under my blankets and went back to sleep. But that's my experience with shadow people, and I'm sure a lot of people have had the same.
Jesus.
But let's
dude,
just...
that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
The fuck?
It's crazy. Crazy times, but...
What do you think it was?
Well, I think, and this is what I want to go into, because I've recently started looking into the psychedelic drug called DMT, you know?
Yeah, let's do drugs.
Yeah. You know, we're always talking about Xanny and Lean. Today we're talking about DMT, but... DMT is a psychoactive drug that is naturally produced in mammals, in their bodies, in their brains. And supposedly, our brains produce a lot of this drug when we're sleeping. And that's where it gets really weird, because if you're sleeping, think about this for a second. When you go to sleep, where do you even go? You know, you have dreams, but you don't know where you're going. And also, why is your brain producing all these chemicals that are making you potentially hallucinate and freak out? It makes no sense. Are we going to another dimension? Is it unleashing our third eye to where we can,
I don't know, man,
communicate and travel within the different dimensions of the universe?
Could be. I don't know, but I like it, dude. I fucking had a dream last night that I was like part of this secret FBI group, and our job was to like find all kinds of fugitives. And It was weird as fuck, because like the FBI agents were sitting in the living room and they all had like their own background stories of how they got to where they were. And then all of a sudden my dream like cut scene the dream and put in like some, like, was it Lyndon Johnson? I don't know, some fucking president, like in a small room talking about, you know, what each FBI agent brings to the table for this country. It was fucking wild. It was like a movie, dude. I love dreams because they're like, for me, they're real good. Most of the time, and they're like movies, and I'm in the movies, and it's dope, dude. But as far as where we go, I mean, I don't know, but it's kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting dream. I have a lot of really interesting dreams, but not last night. Last night I just had a dream that I broke my fucking banjo, and I was really depressed and really sad because I just spent a good chunk of money on it, and I just started practicing. And in my dream, I fucking broke it, and not on purpose. I don't even know how. I think I set it down, and like the bottom of it exploded out. And I was just like, "Are you fucking kidding me? My wife is actually going to murder me," because yeah, dropped some bones on that one. But
and then you woke up, and you were like, "Diddle diddle down 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 down."
Woke up, and I ran out to the living room, and I saw it there, and I was like, "Okay, down 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 down," you know,
all good,
all good. But yeah, so DMT, and this is the thing. When I think about shadow people, because I've, like I said, I've had the experience before. I've had other experiences at night that are really weird and freak me out. But think about this. If you're sleeping and your brain is releasing this psychoactive hallucinogenic drug for whatever reason.
Metatoxins. They're metatoxins. I just made that up.
Yeah. Just making stuff up. But yeah, if that's happening and then you wake up when you're not supposed to wake up, something startled you awake or whatever it is, and you're tripping balls... and you start hallucinating and seeing all these figures, that could be That could be part of the reason why that happens, is because your brain is literally on drugs at that point in time. But also, you could say that if your brain is on drugs, maybe what's happening is it's actually opening up the third eye, like I mentioned, and you're seeing these multidimensional beings in the waking day. But I don't know. But that's probably not it. You're probably just tripping balls from all these drugs your brain's putting you on while you're asleep. But nobody really knows.
It's that overflow, man. It's like what you're describing is you're waking up in the middle of the night and there's some real drugs that your body's producing for your brain. And it's just kind of, you wake up too fast maybe, and it's still overflowing. It's still carrying over. Interesting, because, nobody really knows enough about dreams to say that that's not the case. And with shadow people and things, you're just seeing hallucinations. It's quite a reasonable conclusion. I mean, to draw. Nobody knows about. That's the interesting thing about dreams, is nobody knows what the fuck is going on, where people are going. And be safe on your trips, guys. Be safe.
Yeah, and that also could explain, you know, astral projection and things like that, where you think that, you know, you actually left your real body and you started flying around and seeing the sights. That could also be part of it as well. Although I have heard of some stories of people astral projecting, and the next day they were actually able to tell you accurately what was happening in the place that they traveled to. I've heard of those stories from somebody that I know personally. It's just a story, though. You never really know if somebody's telling the truth or not. But you know, it is what it is. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there.
It's happening. People can do that shit. Some people have figured out a way to travel. Some people have figured out a way to project themselves places that are really far away. It's interesting because where I live, I live right outside of a mountain, and it's called Mount Hayes. And if you Google it and you look it up and you read a little bit about it, it's, some people think that it's a secret remote location that the government tests remote viewing at. So remote viewing is when, you know, I guess a person sits in the room and from the room they can see something like across the world happening. They can locate missing people, or they can predict the future, or whatever the case. And, there's a whole bunch of stories about UFOs being seen over the mountain, and, you know, remote viewing experiments happening, and it's right outside my door. But, yeah, what was I fucking talking about?
I don't know, but that's some X-Men Professor Xavier type shit. That's what he does when he goes into that room, puts that helmet on, and he can find all the mutants and, like, see what the hell's going on.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what it is. And I guess where I was getting at was, just some people have, you know, the ability to tap into that stuff more than others. And I guess you wonder, you know, because, yeah, they'll travel and then they'll, like, feel like they jump back in their body. And that's a crazy experience. It's a wild experience. I haven't experienced it before, but, I mean, talking about shadow people, there's a lot of Native Americans, older tribes and older, you know, people that know more about this stuff that, you know, claim to say, you know, they claim to know the shadow people. They claim that the shadow people are, you know, just other dimensional beings. They're inorganic beings that are trying to work their way into our reality. And that's why we see them. And so that's an explanation as well for, you know, what shadow people are. Are they just other beings coming into our world?
Yeah, but those Native Americans are also producing the same DMT in their brain, as well as being high on that peyote. So it's probably all drugs. It's probably every single last little bit of it is all drugs. There's no fucking multidimensional beings. There's no shadow people, okay? It's all in your brain, man. Give me some evidence, all right? Give me some evidence. I've seen it and I don't believe it. It's drugs. I was high on DMT.
DMT. Oh, give me some.
Some DMT.
Yo, the man in the hat, though, dude. Explain that. I mean, because now, let me try to bring this discussion to the forefront. So, a lot of people see the same fucking person, though. What's the deal with that?
Because
if we're all producing the same drugs, well, yeah, but we everybody has their own trip, right? Why would multiple people be visualizing the same fucking dude? This dude that's called a man in the hat, and he's just hanging out, and he's more formed up than all the other inorganic shadow people or fucking hallucinations. he's got a hat and a jacket. He's ready to go. He's ready to go to work or something. Like, explain that.
I can easily explain that. And it's the same reason why anything else happens to quote unquote everybody, because they want to be part of something. At this point, you're putting trust in people's quote unquote eyewitness accounts, but who knows if it's even true. They read about something saying, oh, there's a man in the hat who has a hat and a jacket, and they're like, oh yeah, that's what I saw. Probably wasn't actually what they saw. They just wanted to be part of something. Now, I'm not saying there's not shadow people.
No.
Well, there's
no
proof?
There's a man in the hat, dude. There's a man in the hat fucking lurking. And, well, okay, I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. But still, I like to deal with percentages. So I would say, you know, even if you're 90% accurate with that, or maybe there's a 90% chance that that's true, what you're saying is true, there's always got to be a sliver of a percentage that it is something real. The man in the hat is a guy that's fucking forming up. It's all these different beings coming together as one, and they're trying to break the planes of our existence. They're trying to get into our reality, and they're just collecting piece by piece, and they're visiting different people, and they're collecting their fucking souls.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Grim Reaper shit.
I see what you're saying, and I agree when it comes to numbers. Here's the problem, though, is the man in the hat became a mainstream thing because of, you know, somebody who went on a show and wrote a book and made it a popular terminology. And then after that,
no, the man in the hat is real and he'll choke you out.
The problem is I don't have trust in people. I feel like most people are sheep and they just want to be a part of something. They want to be followers. You know, they want to be a part of something. And you know, me, I could easily go back to my memory of having sleep paralysis and waking up and seeing a figure in the door, and I could easily convince myself that I saw him wearing a hat. I'm not going to do that, but I could easily convince myself that happened. Because I don't have a 100% accurate vision in my brain. You know, that's just how memories work. Memories get skewed over time, and that was, I don't know, 20 years ago? Who knows? But I could easily go back in time in my brain and change that to make that real to me. And then when I say it to other people based on what they've said, then, you know, I'm part of something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So I just don't trust people.
Yeah, no, there is that phenomenon.
I don't trust people, but also I'm open-minded to anything, you know. But my thing is I need all types of crazy evidence. And obviously for me, experiencing that weird shit made me even more skeptical, which is weird. I'm just a weirdo.
First-hand experiences. Well, I'm looking at images of the man in the hat right now, dude. Fucking guy has charisma, first of all.
Yeah, I'm more inclined to believe it's Slenderman. Slenderman's the homie.
Oh, yeah. This guy looks like Jam Master Jay, dude, in the cut. Like, he's got the fucking hat, the fucking jacket. He's standing in the doorway. Like, I don't know if there's a woman in the room, he's probably about to lay it down. He's probably about to lay that pipe. If it's a dude in the room, he's probably about to fucking choke you to death and kill you so he can get to the chicks. You know what I'm saying? But dude's got charisma. I'm just looking at it. So, I mean, I guess the more you talk about it, I guess, you know, I guess we'll just believe what you say. And there's, he'll just be somebody everybody wants to just be a part of. But, you know, I'm looking at these images, bro, and he's fucking lit, dude. I want to invite him to a party.
True. But, I mean, if I would have had the experience more than once or twice, like, I'm sure that maybe there's people that have shit like that happen to them every day. You know, you never really know. But then again, there's the DMT. Your brain is producing a freaking drug. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know much about that, you know? I don't really know much about any of that. And it if it's true, it could really explain a lot of different phenomenon just in general, not shadow people. Anything that people think that they saw most of the time is, you know, they wake up, oh, there's light in my room is filled with light. I'm being abducted. Whoa, shit. Dude, like George St. Pierre thinks that fucking thought aliens were, like, taking time away from him and shit like
well,
that.
Well, time doesn't exist.
Did you hear about that?
But yeah, no, I did hear about that. He's like 3 hours or 4 hours maybe would go by and he didn't realize how fast it went by or something like that.
Yeah, he was talking about how it's been happening since he was a kid, and you know, he'd just be like driving in a car and then like look at the clock and like 2 hours had passed when really it would just seem like an instant. But you know, it could be he was just really exhausted from overtraining, and he didn't really get too much into it when I heard him talking about it, because he didn't want to seem crazy and he wanted to do his own research and figure some shit out. But, you know, there's some crazy shit out there.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts, dude. The time thing is, a lot of people have described the same type of thing where, you know, it only felt like a minute went by, but like a day went by. Well, that could be drugs too. You could be, dude, GSP could be hyped up on all that shark cartilage that he's taking, and fucking, you know, sharks, everybody knows sharks don't sleep. So time is just fucking nothing to them. So maybe GSP's a shark.
Right. And you know, time
wait,
is
you said right, like that was like a real.
Yeah, right. Maybe he is a shark. But no, you know, time is just kind of like a human construct, but at the same time, in our dimension and in our reality, and based on our physics, time is directly related to a place. So if you're driving and it's 10 o'clock, by 10:30, you will be at a certain place based on physics and you know, momentum and just how our universe works. But if you're somewhere, if you've gone that same distance and somehow it's 2 hours past, then you've lost what we describe as time. And if that's happening, then some weird shit's going on, but we've seen that shit in the X-Files, bro. We're back talking about how the fucking media knows about all this shit beforehand, because Mulder and Scully were out there driving around in a car, and all of a sudden some weird light happens. They look at their watch, and they've been there for fucking 3 hours, and really, they were just there for a second, and it's like, then they start running through the woods, and of course Mulder sees some fucking alien spaceship, but Scully's too far behind. She tripped and fell. She'll never actually see the aliens. And then she comes up, and she's like, Mulder, you're being silly. And it's like, God, he fucking saw it. We saw him see it, but...
It's such a good show, dude. The truth is out there, and I think I got like 6 seasons in, and then I stopped. I need to start it up again. Such a good show.
It's an amazing show. The truth is out there, tattooed on my wrist because I'm a fucking sheep, and I'm a believer at the same time.
You're a believer about it.
I'm a believer.
But it's a great show. Yeah, great show. But yeah, they were never on the same fucking page at the same time. Either Mulder believed it, and Scully had fucking had no idea what was going on, or it was vice versa, other way around.
And that's definitely true. And obviously, there's a lot of crazy stuff just said. And, you know, we're not saying that we are, this is the type of shit that we, at least me, 100% believe. But it's always, you know, it's always good to look into some crazy stuff. One thing I will say, the name itself, Slender Man, is just a meme that was created about 8 years ago on the internet. So Slender Man as a person was... It's just an internet meme. It's not. It's definitely not a real thing. But if we're talking about shadow people and you're putting that into the same category of shadow people, then, you know, that's okay. But the name itself, Slender Man, was just created on an internet forum, you know, not even that long ago by a person.
The name, but the figure or the party responsible for disappearances of children date way back. Like they've got a lot of stories.
Yeah, but the lore was created only 8 years ago, and it was influenced by something else. But you know, the Slender Man that you see, like people that are picturing the Slender Man as, you know, super tall with a bunch of octopus arms, that imagery was created. But if there was a person that was a tall man that abducted people in the past, then that's one thing. But the image that people will probably be thinking of when they think of Slender Man is a created concept. That's what I'm trying to say.
So it could be that, you know, it's the man in the hat, and you know, they're
man,
just
you
giving
are
it another name.
Man in the hat.
It could be, dude, the man in the hat, dude. It's something that people are seeing. They're freaking out about it though, and they get on the message boards, and they're just like, and all of these people come together, and they're like, yo, we're all seeing the same person. It's real. And so, I mean, I guess I see what you're saying. Some of it can be, you know, just people wanting to get involved in something that's bigger than them, but you know, bigger than themselves. But on the other hand, you know, I don't know. I'm the kind of person that always takes everything a little bit serious. Like, I've got to take it a little bit serious. Like, if there's, you know, just in the event that it's real, you know, and just it could just be lore that somebody made up, but it could also be something, you know, really
creepy.
No, but this
is the point. The phenomenon is not fake. The phenomenon is real. But what people perceive it to be is where it goes too far, in my opinion. Because, like I said, it's happened to me. I've seen it. I've experienced it. But the most definition that makes the most sense and the most, I mean, the explanation that makes the most sense is, you know, kind of what I was talking about today with what happens when you're asleep and what type of state your brain goes into. And if you're suddenly, you know, you suddenly wake up from a deep sleep and you're, you know, you could potentially be hallucinating. Because there's never been anything else really in my life or even around that time period that would suggest that anything crazy is going on besides just something that I saw in my brain. And even if you did see something like this every day, you know, it's possible that you're just, you know, you're prone to waking up in mid-sleep when you're high on that DMT. You've probably been on Xanax and lean all day.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Like, I've never seen the dude. I've never seen Slender Man. So it's fun to, like, think about. It's fun to research. I mean, it's just an interesting topic. And, but yeah, you know, I'm with you. I don't have enough evidence to say that anything's real, but I'm open to the possibilities. But as far as, like, missing people, though, there are a lot of missing people that, you know, nobody has an explanation for. And I mean, I'm not talking like 10, 12. I'm talking like thousands and thousands of people. And then when they start disappearing in the same locations, you know, there's a lot of different options. The animals, you know, just maybe being inexperienced. But then, you know, people start putting and piecing information from this lore that they read about, from the research they read about. And sometimes it just makes is it just convenient that it makes sense, or is it actual, you know, something actually happening?
Yeah, but that's what I hate the most about it. And that really is what I hate the most about it is what people try and do to a lore and what people try and make out of it. They try and make it to be what they want it to be when nobody knows what the hell's going on. Like you said, there's people going missing, thousands of people going missing like every day. And a lot of the people that go missing are never found, and nobody really knows what happens to them. That shit is real, and that shit's going on. And I 100% guarantee there's some weird shit that we can't even comprehend that's happening every day. But what I hate is this is like what people do where they're like, yeah, I saw that same thing, but really maybe they didn't. And so they create something. They just create something out of nothing. You know, they create it to be what they want it to be, and then everyone, it takes people off the track of what's real. I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, there's a fucking, you know, oh, there's a hat man that comes into my house every day, when really I should be looking at what the truth, you know, what that truth actually is, not what all these people want it to be.
Yeah,
and that's just me not trusting people. That's just me not trusting people. I want to figure out what's really Gucci, you know, what's really popping off, what's really out there.
You want to rule things out. I mean, I guess when you think about, okay, if you look at the numbers really quick, I pulled this graph up, and it's basically showing that the United States has more like missing people, or has more serial killers by country than any other country, like times like 5 times 10, 2,320 different serial killers. Compared to like England, where there's only 116, the population has a little bit to do with it. But most of the time you hear stories about Slender Man and the Man in the Hat, it's people in the United States. And so it is possible that these are serial killers. These are abductions. These are kidnappings. This is, you know, a product of human trafficking. This is a product of, you know, whatever. And, you know, people want to try to make sense of it. And so when they try to make sense of it, they, you know, I don't know. They make something else out of it. It's hard, but the United States has the most missing people. And as far as states go, Arizona is the most people go missing in Arizona. It's next to the border of Mexico. I think human trafficking plays a part in that. But yeah, but a lot of the slender.
Also, white people love to be serial killers, and we have a lot of white people here.
Oh, yeah. No, the demographics on serial killers is all white, mostly.
Yeah, we love to just, not me, but yeah, that was probably a bad thing to say. We love it. We fucking love it, you know? No, but white people, yeah, they're all the serial killers, man. It's crazy. But,
killers, man. And that's the thing. There's so many, there's like, I guess according to the FBI, there's 35 active serial killers, at any given point. And one of the states, California, is one of the states where people go missing the most, or they get, actually, let me rephrase that. California is where serial killers kill. And states like Alaska, are other popular states. There's a highway going through Canada to Alaska called, like, I think it's Highway 19 or Highway 16. And there's been like 17 murders just on that highway alone. They call it the Highway of Tears. You can Google that up. But yeah, it gets you to thinking, if there's, you know, there's probably more than 35 active serial killers. With the population we have, and some of these serial killers, it's crazy because they live regular lives. They're just regular people. And then at night, they turn into these fucking freaks. And you wonder, are they in my neighborhood? Are they next door to me? Like, it's a fucking crazy thing to think about.
Yeah, that number, you know, active serial killers, I guarantee you, there's at least, if not more, than 35 serial killers killing somebody right now as we're talking. Just the amount of people there are in the world and in America, there's, guarantee you, more than 35 serial killers actually killing somebody as we're speaking.
Yeah, and they usually go a few years, quite a few years of doing their thing until they get caught.
Yeah.
No, it's nuts, man. Serial killers are no joke. I mean, 94, let's see, 60%. Here's a little interesting, some interesting facts about serial killers. Oh, fuck, dude, I just dropped my phone, dude. I'm scared, sorry. You know, serial killers at any given time, we got 35. There's literally 271 serial killer suspects currently on the list. So they have 35 currently active that they know about. Like, this is the dude. Somebody's going around and killing these dudes. And then they have 271 that are like suspects. Yeah, most of the suspects have a lot of things in common. You know, they have substance abuse issues. They had head injuries when they were children. And that kind of leads into, you know, the Aaron Hernandez CTE thing. Oh, CTE. He murdered those people. He has head injuries. Well, 70%, you know, of the people who were serial killers had head injuries as children.
Wow. So football is creating murderers. That's
right. Yeah, I mean, you could say that partially, but maybe one or two hitting cars and just, you know, gang-related shit. But yeah, no, it does spook me because I live up here in Alaska, you know, low-key. I'm turning my location off. Don't want you guys finding me. But I live up here, and it's such an open wilderness. There's so many areas that are just nobody goes to. And of course, you know, Alaska had that serial killer that got on a plane, and he would just take his victims from like Anchorage or Wasilla or wherever he was, and he would jump on a plane and go to his remote cabin. And he got away with it for quite a long time until, like, you know, one of the victims escaped. But there's so much open wilderness in so many areas. And Alaska's one of them states, man, where there's a lot of serial killers active. And I really do feel like serial killers flock up here because of the situation. Because when a serial killer is looking for somebody, they're looking at victims. A lot of the times they don't want a witness. They want somewhere to go where, you know, nobody's going to see what they're doing, and you can get away with it really easily up here.
No, that's definitely true. If you have a remote cabin out somewhere that you, like, you know, say you fly your plane onto, all you need is a river, and you can land a float plane, you know, and you have a remote cabin out there that you're squatting, so it's not documented. You know, you have some little shitty cabin, nobody's going to come and tell you can't have your cabin there, because guess what? Nobody's ever going to go there, ever. Nobody will ever be there. So you can do whatever you want, and that's the thing. The only way you're ever going to get caught is if somebody literally sees you abducting somebody, which, if, you know, obviously it's not very populated out there either. So you can easily find somebody and get them alone. And then the only way that you can get found after that is if you're, you know, your victim escapes, like you mentioned before.
And it freaks me out.
That's fucking terrifying.
It freaks me out to know that right now, while we're talking, there's probably a remote cabin somewhere out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, you wouldn't be able to get to it just by driving. You'd have to fly and maybe get on a boat and then fucking, you know, trek a couple miles. And that there could be victims right now just in a cabin. And, no, you know, and they're waiting for somebody to save them. And it's really, I don't know, it's pretty intense. And So I think people should definitely, you know, look into stuff. You know, the FBI has websites. There's different YouTube videos. When people go missing, there's videos, sometimes there's pictures. And I guess if you live in an area where there's a lot of missing people, check the pictures, see if you've seen the person, try to get the tips and try to help those people. And, you know, there's a lot of wild ass shit going on right now. And it always helps when, you know, everybody who's listening, you know, does their part and just takes a glance at a few things. You never know when you're going to see somebody that you, you know, that was been on one of those lists, and you're going to be able to help them. So, yeah, you know, check that shit out.
There it is, folks. I mean, you really got to stay safe out there. We kind of brought it down this episode, and it was really dreary and really dark. And
but you need it. You needed this
shit. A
lot
of you are probably scared now because you're probably, you know, you're in your house. Maybe it's early morning. It's dark. You got to walk to your car, or who knows what's going on. Just keep your head on a swivel, you know. Carry around some sort of little weapon, maybe some brass knuckles, some of those brass knuckles that shock
cat
you.
Ones, dude, the cat ones.
The ones that shock you, or get some of those cool claws that you put on that let you climb walls and shit. You can slap somebody with that, slap their face meat right off. So don't let yourself get abducted, you know. Keep your eyes out for your fellow man. Keep your eyes out for yourself. And yeah, sorry for bringing it down, but guess what? Halloween is coming up here in literally over a month, so we're getting close. But you know that maybe who knows? Maybe we'll get creepier and creepier as we go. But we did talk about shadow people and serial killers, so I really don't know how much more creepy it could get. But man,
we get into these whirlwinds, dude. We spin into these whirlwinds of serial killers, missing people, all sorts of shit. We started at shadow people and DMT, and now we started from the bottom. Now we're here.
But yeah, man, this episode sure was a whirlwind. We talked about a whole lot of crazy dark stuff. Like I said, sorry, but not sorry. It is what it is. You know, we talk about what's in our brains. You know, sometimes we're worried about serial killers. Sometimes we have crazy night terrors and things, and we want them explained. We don't know what's really going on in the world. But, you know, keep your eyes open, keep your minds open, and yeah, that's really it. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening, of course. You can hit us on Twitter at RowdyPiffPod. You can email us in if you have any questions or any topics you'd like us to discuss or anything like that. You can email us at RowdyPiffPod@gmail.com, and of course, check out our website, RowdyInThePiff.com, and be sure to check out the Piff on the Blitz here in a couple days, and it'll give you all the information you need about the coming week in the NFL and anything else you really need to know.
Boom! Take that! Check in to Piff on the Blitz. We're doing big things. We're giving you all the game picks. The crowd is amazing. The feedback I've gotten has been, you know, wonderful. So
it's all good. Thank you everybody for listening. And of course, if you're listening to this on iTunes, rate and review it. If you're on YouTube, give it a like, share it, subscribe, all that fun, awesome stuff, or don't, whatever you want. If you like it, do what you think you should do, but it is what it is. Thank you all for listening once again, and catch you on the goopity doo.
Yeah. Flippity doo. Huh? Peace.
What's up, everybody?
We got something special for you this week.
Trash all that. Huge. Rowdy in the pit.
Nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
Developing some type of weather.
You're almost like sexual asphyxia.
Rowdy in the pit.